The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
One. Now, we do not know what Karl Mullen is going to dress up as, but he is in the studio now because he did speak with Alison Falk, who's the choreographer, American choreographer, who choreographed Magic Mike, the brand new stripper movie out, the sequel to the first one, starring Channing Tatum and stuff like that. Have a listen to Magic Mike. This is the brand new movie. The premiere is on, and the movie's out tomorrow. Have a listen to the movie.
I got a little treat for y'all tonight. We're going to see if he still got some magic in that mic.
Tomorrow, we'll start the pilgrimage to Myrtle Beach for the convention.
I wish we had known you guys back in our day.
Well, I'd say it's still your day, man.
I mean, if this really is our last ride, what if we make up some new routine?
This game is evolve or die.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready to be worshipped? To be exalted.
What are we?
We're like healers or something.
Yes, man.
Oh, yeah.
Magic Mike XXL is out in cinemas now, so it starts tomorrow, so get yourself along to it. Especially if it's a group of lads or a group of girls who wants to go along for a laugh. It's a stripper movie. Karl Mullen, our crash test dummy, is here. How are you feeling, Carl?
This is going to be Magic Mike XXL in a whole different way.
What, the size of the clothes? You're down from an XXL. You're just a large, just an L.
Yeah, just an L. Magic Mike L.
Now, listen, before we get into this, of course, you met up. We sent you off to meet the choreographer for Magic Mike.
Yes, there is a context to this. I'm not just
kind
being,
of. Yeah, not kind really. Of. It's a loose context. Yeah.
Who was Alison? Alison Falk is her name. She's obviously choreographed this movie. Who else has she worked with? You
she's
know?
Worked with like some serious big hitters. Worked with Justin Bieber, mm-hmm. Janet Jackson,
Madonna, Miley Cyrus,
and yeah. Karl Mullen. There you go.
Yes.
A new one to add to her repertoire.
Right, you asked her, how did you get on? How did you evolve with Magic Mike? Here's how it went. Here's what you said, and here's what she said.
Well, I suppose before I get on to asking you about what every single woman in Ireland wants to know about, which is Channing Tatum and what it's like working with him, how do you end up getting involved with something like a huge production like Magic Mike?
Well, it's actually a really awesome story.
Excellent.
I was dancing for Janet Jackson on her All For You tour in 2001-2002. And one of the dancers, her name was Jenna, and she and I became really good friends. And then after the tour, she needed a place to stay. I had an extra room. And so she and I were roommates for 5 years. And around the fourth or fifth year, she began really getting into acting. She booked this movie called Step Up. She came home one day and she's like, oh my gosh, my co-star is so cute. And his name is Channing. And turns out, it's Jenna, his wife, and so they got married.
No way.
Yeah, and so I've known Chan since, I don't know, for 10 years now, and so then I started getting into a lot more choreography, and actually through Jenna reminded Chan that, hey, Al's doing all this stuff right now, you should, you know, think about her for the film, and he was like, yeah, of course.
Is she, you know, secretly a little bit angry that you've turned him now into this, but, you know, one of the sexiest men on planet Earth, and you're largely responsible?
He does not need my help for that. He does that all on his own, and she's always supportive of everything he does and all the choreography, so it's all good.
So first of all, she sounds really friendly and really up for helping you.
Absolutely, yeah. I did give her some context as to what she would be helping with as well.
Okay.
But, I mean, I couldn't believe it talking to her. I thought, I don't know, you kind of don't think of choreographers as being kind of famous people. When I looked into it, she's legitimately famous in her own right, just for being a choreographer. And, like, I mean, it's probably the biggest dancing movie of, like, the last, I don't know how many years.
It's not as big as Dirty Dancing.
Well, the modern day.
You then asked her, she must have the hardest job in the world. Here's what she said.
Now, you must have the hardest job in the world looking after all of these oiled up, you know,
I know,
well toned men.
I know, it's such a hard job. It's honestly so great. And every single day we would work, we would laugh and giggle, and the mood is so lighthearted and collaborative. And, you know, the guys just were 100% in from the get go and worked so hard. So It really couldn't have been a better experience.
Now, let's be honest, and we won't tell anyone, but how much work did Channing require?
Chan doesn't really require much work, but he put a lot of work in because he wanted to make it extra special and he wanted to up the ante this film. So, again, he's already amazing, but he put work in so that it would be something people have never seen before.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's the best.
And, like, I mean, the list of people you've worked with is incredible. Janet Jackson, Pink, Justin Bieber, Britney Spears, LL Cool J, Miley Cyrus, some of the biggest hitters in the world right now. What I need to know is who's the worst dancer out of all of them?
Oh my goodness! Who's the worst dancer? Gosh, I don't think any of them are bad dancers. They're all singers and artists, and what makes them all unique is their own flavor, you know, which, you know, thank God everyone's different, and thank God everyone has their own individuality.
Look,
you know,
at you flirting away with her.
Lends itself to the music that they sing.
You're flirting away. She's got a great laugh. She seems very friendly, as we said, and you're flirting away with her. She calls Channing Chan.
Listen, Carly is what she called me at the end.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Right, Carl, you then asked the big question. You needed some advice. You're about to do a striptease dressed as something that we don't know what it's going to be yet. Mm-hmm. And Jenny, you're going to be doing it for Jenny, obviously. Let's just make that clear. We're doing it for the whole room. Everyone's down to see you.
I'll give you the option.
This is a gift for everyone.
the gift just keeps giving.
Exactly.
This is the advice she gave you. Now, so I'm going to play this, Carl.
Okay.
If you want to go outside the room there, get into your little uniform or little outfit or whatever it's going to be. My money's on a fireman. What's your money on, Jenny?
Oh, I don't know.
What tickles your fancy, by the way?
Fireman's
good. What about you, Annie, Jenny? Anybody else?
You'll see in a moment.
Okay.
It's a treat in store.
Can I?
I don't think you can dress up as what I want, Carl.
Here's Alison's advice for Carl.
Listen, just to give you a bit of context as to what my job is on this show. So it's Nikki and Jenny who present this show. But I am like the resident idiot in that I'm the person who the guys get to try out stupid stuff. So I've tried the hottest chicken wings in the world. They've got me to professionally ice skate down a hill. They've got me to do all these ridiculous things. So, with that in mind, and also in mind the fact that I am the worst dancer on planet Earth.
You're going to be a stripper? Are you going to strip?
Perhaps. The idea may have been brought up in a meeting.
Yeah, it was.
What I'm wondering is, can you in three steps teach me? Is there any advice you can give me to be a good dancer and perhaps a stripper?
Yes, yes. I will tell you the advice. One, make sure you listen to the music and the tone of the music. Okay. And you want to convey the feeling of the music with your movement. I would also say start out slow just so you can get the vibe going. And then when you take your clothes off, you don't have to do a lot. Just keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Okay.
And then try and connect with the women. If you look them in the eye, they always get really excited. Throw a little smile in and they'll get all giddy.
Excellent. This is going to be great. Alison, thank you very much for talking to us, and best of luck with everything with Magic Mike and everything else going into the future as well.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
There you go. That was Alison Falk speaking while Carmel asked for the advice of being a stripper. The sexy music is on. He's outside getting into his outfit. My money's on a fireman. Your money's on...
I'd rather not say.
Okay.
But what we do want you to do anyway, if you haven't done so already, is download Periscope and then follow us, NB Show 2FM, because we will have the live footage of this
as
it happens.
The big performance.
The big performance. No pressure, Carl.
It's on the way after Flow Ride on 2FM.
I'm going to take a break, actually, and I just need to get my chair ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Live music with